The Gifts We Give Ourselves by Potluck Pony. The snow had left Ponyville with that uncharacteristic, muted hush that only comes around during the holidays. Sure, ponies were as busy as ever, possibly even busier with the holidays right around the corner, but the blanket of snow and the good cheer of the season gave the entire town a softer, more gentle mood. For most ponies, at least. Diamond Tiara listened to her mother casually gloating over her holiday plans, while the muffled sound of distant carolers sounded ever more enticing.
And by hearthswarming, we should be docking at Mount Eris to enjoy the sun and the sea breeze. Ah, and those handsome hippogriffs. I wish we could bring you along on the cruise, honey. You know I do. But there was just nothing your father or I could do, honest. It was just so exclusive,
Spoiled Rich boasted, mostly to herself. The mare sipped her morning mimosa, read her paper, and continued talking down to her daughter, while lounging in the plush white, purple, gold, and silver decorated den of the rich manor. Motifs of the princesses Celestia and Luna, carved into the white marble or purple obsidian walls and columns, gold and silver inlays making the royal sisters shine and glow like the sun and moon themselves.
Oh, it's fine, Mother.
Diamond Tiara wasn't listening anymore. The sound of the carolers kept stealing away her attention, bringing her mind back to her own plans for the holidays. This would be her first hearthswarming alone, but she wouldn't be lonely. Diamond Tiara could make out the voices of Featherweight, Pipsqueak, and Sweetie Belle as she focused more on the carolers than her mother. She smiled, thinking of the ponies she'd made amends with and how kindly they'd treated her.
No, really, it's fine. Those trips to Lost Pegasus were getting, like, really boring anyway.
The filly only replying to maintain the veneer of a conversation. The singing of the carolers suddenly erupted from outside the manor itself, voices young and old filling the air with cheer, but mostly putting a sudden and abrupt end to Spoiled Rich's humble bragging, the mare looking thoroughly offended.
We wish you a merry hearthswarming, we wish you a merry hearthswarming.
Spoiled Rich stamped a hoof to the marble floor with an echoing whack.
Honestly now, I can barely hear myself speak.
She shouted in protest, her attention focused on the source of the singing behind the enormous, immaculately carved front door. With a long, dramatic sigh, the mare finished her mimosa, adjusted her robe, and stamped her way towards the door with as sour an expression as she could muster. Diamond Tiara merely rolled her eyes, hoping her mother wouldn't be so rude that she would have to intervene. Pure holiday cheer poured forth into the sterile and gaudy home of the Rich family as soon as the heavy ebony door swung open. Ponies, griffins, changelings, hippogriffs, dragons, creatures of all regions, ages, and backgrounds gathered in front of the family home, singing together with some of the most infectious smiles in Equestria. Spoiled Rich had to have been inoculated against holiday cheer as a filly, however. The mare stamped her hoof again to interrupt the joyful choir.
Enough! That's enough!
She began, while Diamond Tiara suddenly felt as though she could turn invisible from the shame alone.
Can't you ponies go bother some pony else with this noise? Shouldn't you be in school right now?
The mare continued, her shouting louder and certainly harsher than even the least skilled creature in the choir. The sound of Sweetie Belle speaking up only made Diamond Tiara's desire to disappear grow 10 times that day.
We didn't mean to bother you or anything, Mrs. Spoiled Rich.
Before the filly could begin starting her apology, the mare at the door stamped her hoof again, beginning to work herself up into an indignant little tantrum.
Are you in charge of this lot of miscreants?
Spoiled Rich continued, her nose rising into the air as fast as her ego.
I suppose I shouldn't be surprised then that you're causing trouble. You're one of that cutie crew gang that harassed my diamond. I'll have you know this neighborhood is exclusively private. I could have the whole lot of you kicked out for trespassing right this minute.
Sweetie Belle let out an irritated sigh, and Diamond Tiara could tell the filly was feeling more hurt and insulted than she wanted to let on.
Okay,
the filly began, interjecting when Spoiled Rich finally stopped for a breath.
We're leaving already. We're sorry.
The silence after the door was shut and the group of Kellers had dispersed wasn't the same as the muffled blanket of quiet left by the snow. This was different. This was a lonesome silence, uncomfortable and unpleasant, and made the atmosphere feel thick with unease. Spoiled Rich was positively giddy, however.
Now that felt good,
the mayor boasted to no creature in particular.
The mayors in Trottingham and Canterlot can keep their morning tea. Nothing more invigorating than starting the morning off by reminding yourself you're the boss. Isn't that right, my little Diamond?
If Diamond Tiara's eyes could have rolled any harder, her retinas might have detached.
No, of course, Mother,
the filly murmured in response, almost entirely out of habit. The attention of both ponies was snapped back to the front door when a quiet, almost timid knock finally broke the silent tension in the room.
I thought I told you brats to scram!
Spoiled Rich had flung the door open and was halfway through ranting at the missing group of carolers before realizing her mistake. In front of her was a young and diminutive unicorn mare, dressed neatly in a simple and clean coal gray suit, accenting her soft, stormy gray coat and her white mane with silver streaks done up in a bun. The mare forced a warm smile and bowed graciously before speaking with the hint of a Trottingham accent in a warm, though timid voice.
Oh, I beg your pardon, madam. My name is Lady Grey, and I'm the housekeeper you had requested. I presume you are Mrs. Rich?
The younger mare was ushered into the manor by Spoiled Rich before she could finish her introduction, stammering as the older mare hurried her along.
Finally!
Spoiled Rich half-shouted in her typically dramatic fashion.
I was wondering if you would ever show up,
the older mare exaggerated.
I didn't want to interrupt the carolers, Miss...
Lady Grey began before being cut off again by the older mare.
Whatever, whatever. I don't care. We can take it out of your fee when I get back.
Spoiled Rich began, steamrolling over any objections from the other mare.
Filthy is waiting for me at the train station, and I'm already running behind today. I left you a list of what I expect, and Diamond...
The filly perked up at her name, curious but apprehensive at what her mother might expect of her.
Yes, Mother?
Diamond Tiara replied, unsure of if she wanted to know the answer or just get her mother out the door quicker.
I didn't know what you wanted for hearthswarming, dear, so just give Lady Grey a list of what you want. Okay, Princess. Good. Love you, my little Diamond. Have a lovely hearth...
The door shut behind Spoiled Rich and shut out her voice with it as the mare rushed away from the estate toward Ponyville train station, leaving just the young housekeeper and Diamond Tiara in an empty, deafeningly quiet manner. Lady Grey's belongings floated along beside her as she made her way into the foyer of the manor. The young housekeeper had seen many lovely homes, but few quite so
ostentatious.
Quietly writing on a scroll, Diamond Tiara lounged over pillows in the den, either disinterested in the housekeeper or deeply focused on whatever she'd been working on.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Diamond.
Lady Grey began, her warm, deep voice sounding so cordial and friendly, a nice contrast to her mother's endless gloating.
I suspect we ought to make friends and get to know one another, whilst I'm staying here to look after you.
The young housekeeper continued.
I know this probably isn't how you wanted to spend your hearthswarming. Is that your list you're working on?
Diamond Tiara rolled up the scroll she'd been working on, picking it up in her mouth to carry towards the housekeeper.
Yes, actually,
the filly said before dropping it for the mare to inspect.
My mother told you to get me whatever I wrote on my wish list, correct?
The filly doing her best to ape her mother's haughty inflections. Lady Grey stared at the filly for a moment before levitating the small scroll into view, briefly scanning over it.
Yes, that's correct,
the mare began, thoroughly confused by the list as she read further along.
I don't understand your list, though, Miss Tiara. Are you absolutely sure this is what you want?
Diamond Tiara smiled smugly to herself and hushed the housekeeper.
She said get me whatever I wanted on my list. That's what I want. Well, almost everything.
The filly had noticed earlier Lady Grey's cutie mark, an adorable porcelain teacup adorning her stony grey flanks.
Do what's on the list and deliver it to the address listed. And you can add the finest tea you can find to that list, too, for yourself. But only if you keep this to yourself. If Mother asks, just tell her I got yet another tiara or something. She'll believe that.
Lady Grey stood there stunned as she looked at the list and back to the filly. She genuinely had nothing to lose, and furthermore, it felt incredibly unwise to disappoint a filly this clever, or one grinning quite so confidently. Besides, if anything by going along with the filly's holiday plans, she stood to gain a nice little sampling of the best tea Ponyville had to offer. For the first time since arriving at the manor, Lady Grey smiled.
Well, I certainly couldn't turn down an offer like that,
Lady Grey said in her typically warm and cordial way, rolling up the scroll and tucking it into a suit pocket.
You've got yourself a deal then, Miss Tiara. Exceptionally well played. I'll get started on this list first thing tomorrow.
It was the day before hearthswarming, and the snow hadn't gotten any lighter. Not that the fillies and colts at the Ponyville school were complaining. To them, it was merely fields and fields of icy fun, free for any creature to claim and share. Snow ponies, snow forts, and the aftermath of snowball fights decorated the landscape around the schoolyard, and trails of small hoofprints from the fillies and colts led between the peaceful town and the quiet little schoolhouse.
Scootaloo? Sweetie Belle?
Diamond Tiara spoke almost apologetically still whenever she'd approached the CMCs.
I'm really sorry about what my mother did the other day. Are you busy? Is Apple Bloom around?
Things had changed around the schoolyard since Diamond Tiara had decided to turn a new leaf, since the CMC had gotten their marks. Diamond was committed to being more than what she had become. Even still, it was hard sometimes to forget some of the harsh things said and done in the past, and harder still to forgive oneself for it.
She's back home on the farm. They're making a whole bunch of apple pies and stuff since they're all finished with harvesting and making preserves.
Scootaloo seemed almost too excited at the prospect.
You can smell it all around town. It smells so good. We're not busy or anything, though, Diamond Tiara. What did you want to ask us?
Sweetie Belle stepped in, while her friend drooled over the thought of fresh apple pie.
Oh, did you like our caroling?
The young unicorn smiled, practically begging for compliments. That was easy to answer, because everyone in town other than Diamond Tiara's mother loved the carolers, even her father.
Yeah, I'm sorry my mother made you guys stop. I'd love to hear it next year when you go out again. Maybe I could join you.
The filly smiled bashfully, but continued.
I wanted to ask kind of a big favor of you three. And I know it's a lot on short notice, and I can pay for any expenses.
Diamond Tiara pulled a scroll from her purse, unrolling it and letting the other fillies get a closer look. As soon as they started reading, their eyes lit up like a hearthswarming tree. The frequency of the two fillies' excited squeeing might have broken glass had Ponyville not installed anti-squee windows years ago.
Are you serious? This is awesome!
The young Pegasus shouted, radiating excitement.
Are you kidding? Of course we'll help! We gotta get started right now, though.
Sweetie Belle echoed the excitement from her friend.
I'll go get Apple Bloom. I know she'll help, too. Scootaloo can get Rainbow, and they can get everything done just in time for tomorrow. You girls really are the best,
Diamond Tiara said, wiping the dampness from her eyes. The filly leaned in to hug her new friends, ponies she'd hurt so much and only started to rebuild bridges with. For the first time in her life, She'd really started to feel like she'd been doing something good. With a heartfelt goodbye and a triple hoop bump, the three fillies set out to make the best hearthswarming surprise ever. The blizzard had finally stopped for hearthswarming day. All of Ponyville awoke to fields of clean, untouched snow blanketing the sleepy little town. Dozens of creatures all celebrating their happy holidays with friends and family alike. Diamond Tiara and Lady Grey shared hearthswarming stories together over tea while enjoying the warmth of a roaring fire. The rich family manor felt different somehow. Lady Grey had only been staying there a few days, and it already felt more wholesome and less sterile. The hearth crackled and popped, the fire filling the den with a comforting blanket of warmth, while the scent of firewood and roasted hazelnuts filled the entire building.
"And you're sure this is what you wanted? You could have joined them. I'm certain they would have loved to have you."
Lady Grey sipped her tea while she and Diamond Tiara relaxed and gossiped.
"I'm sure. I didn't want it to be about me. I've done too much to make things about me. This wasn't for me. This was for them. So it should be about them."
Diamond Tiara smiled. It felt good to smile genuinely, a feeling she'd grown to love.
"The only thing I wanted for hearthswarming was to feel what it was like to give something to some creature who needed it more than I did,"
the filly began, suddenly feeling lost in thought.
"It was something Mother couldn't really buy for me. It's something I had to give away in order to receive."
Lady Grey smiled at the filly while she spoke, the stormy grey mare quietly sipping her tea and considering how different the young pony was to her mother, or perhaps how different she had become.
"Well, let me be the first to thank you for such a gracious heartwarming gift,"
the mare started, tipping her teacup towards the filly.
"Cheers, Diamond."
"Cheers,"
the filly echoed with another heartfelt smile, before their conversation was interrupted with a quiet knock at the front door.
"At this hour? On hearthswarming?" said the stormy grey mare.
Diamond Tiara was as curious as her new friend, and the two set their tea aside to investigate the mysterious knock. As the light of the manor poured out into the dark hearthswarming night, the faces of the Apple Bloom, Scootaloo, and Sweetie Belle, and their beaming smiles, greeted Diamond Tiara and Lady Grey. Behind the three fillies stood a crowd of every creature in Ponyville who couldn't go home for the holidays, or had no home to go to. Each of them holding the gift they had gotten by surprise today.
"Now, don't get mad. I know you didn't want me bringing folks around to thank you and all that,"
Apple Bloom began.
"But I figured it would be no breaking no rules to Al Near Lisk to ask if and you'd like to go caroling with us. We figured, heck, we can go caroling one last time for the season. After all, that party you surprised every creature with, well, got every creature into a singing mood."
"That sounds absolutely lovely, thank you,"
said Lady Grey as she pulled a coat over Diamond Tiara's back before shutting the door behind her. Diamond Tiara could feel the tightness in her throat as the emotions welled up inside her. She simply nodded and hugged her friends as tightly as she could before they filled the rest of the night with harmony, music, and laughter. The end.
Yay, I did the thing.